Have you ever wondered why we celebrate Valentine's Day with hearts, flowers, and chocolates? Most people believe there was a kind priest named Valentine who performed secret weddings for young lovers, and that's why we honor him every February 14th. But the truth is that historians have found almost no evidence that this romantic story ever happened. The real Valentine was a Christian martyr who died for his religious beliefs, not for helping people fall in love. This unit study will take you on a journey through time to discover how Valentine's Day was actually invented, not as one event, but as a holiday slowly built up over many centuries by poets, businesses, and changing customs. Understanding this history will help you see that many traditions we think are ancient were actually created much more recently than we imagine. Valentine was a common Roman name nearly 2,000 years ago, like Michael or David today. Because of this, several early Christians named Valentine became saints. Two of them are especially important to our story. Valentine of Rome was a priest who lived in the 3rd century, the 200s AD. According to the Golden Legend, a famous book about saints' lives written around 1225, Valentine restored the sight of a Roman official's daughter, a miraculous healing. Because of this miracle, he converted many people to Christianity. This angered the Roman emperor, who demanded that Valentine pray to Roman gods instead of the Christian God. Valentine refused. For this, he was imprisoned and eventually killed. Valentine of Terni was a bishop and scholar from a town in Italy. His story is remarkably similar. He reportedly cured a young boy who had been crippled since age 3. The Roman senators demanded he worship their gods, and when he refused, he too was executed. Notice something interesting. Neither story mentions anything about love, romance, or secret weddings. Both Valentines died because they refused to give up their Christian faith, not because they helped lovers get married. You may have heard that Valentine secretly married young couples when the Roman Emperor Claudius II banned marriage. This makes for an exciting tale, but medieval scholars who study ancient documents have found no evidence to support it. The story appears to have been invented much later. Historians who have carefully examined the oldest records about St. Valentine describe the secret wedding legend as likely fictitious, meaning it was probably made up. The real Valentine was celebrated in the early Christian church as a model of holiness, someone people prayed to for help with weather, crops, or curing diseases. There is no record from medieval times that anyone asked St. Valentine for help with love or finding a partner. To understand why Valentine was considered a hero, you need to understand what it meant to be a Christian in the Roman Empire. Rome was one of the most powerful civilizations in history, with armies that conquered much of Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. Romans worshipped many gods and expected everyone in their empire to do the same. Christians refused to worship Roman gods because they believed in only one God. Roman leaders saw this as a dangerous rebellion. Christians who would not abandon their faith faced terrible punishments, including being executed in front of crowds. Some were even thrown to wild animals in arenas. When Valentine refused to pray to Roman gods, he knew he would be killed. Early Christians who died for their beliefs were called martyrs, and they became heroes to other Christians. Churches were built in their honor, and people kept pieces of their belongings, called relics, as sacred objects. One church in England, not far from where the famous poet Geoffrey Chaucer lived, claimed to have Valentine's actual head. If the real Saint Valentine had nothing to do with romance, how did his day become a celebration of love? That's exactly what we'll explore in the next section of this unit study. The answer involves a clever English poet named Geoffrey Chaucer, who lived about 1,000 years after Valentine died. Chaucer wrote a poem that would completely change the meaning of February 14th. Strangely enough, to this day, nobody is entirely sure why he chose to do it. The story of Valentine's Day is really a story about how traditions get invented. Sometimes what we think of as ancient customs were actually created by writers, merchants, or ordinary people looking for ways to celebrate. As you continue through this unit study, you'll discover how a holiday for a Christian martyr transformed into a day for exchanging cards and candy, and how businesses eventually turned a folk custom into a product to sell. Discussion questions. Many holidays and traditions have origin stories that turn out to be different from what actually happened. Can you think of another holiday or tradition where the story most people believe might not match the historical facts? Why do you think people prefer exciting legends over less dramatic truths? Continue listening by purchasing the unit study for the invention of Valentine's Day on palacecenter.com.